right, bro, we're back. Episode 7. Hell of a weekend.
What up? What up?
EB. Boy, Paul P.
Paul P. What's good, man? How's it going? What's good?
Big weekend. Bro. Where the hell do we even begin? Well, obviously, so it's been a few days. Let's start with the Lakers real quick. Not real quick, but, well,
we don't need to spend too much time on it.
We don't spend too much time. We were kind of wrong. Well, we weren't wrong. We didn't know AD was going to get hurt.
Yeah, we didn't realize our bench players were just going to be complete garbage. We didn't realize that, so.
I didn't realize. I'm not even a Kuzma guy, but I didn't realize how bad that guy was. Unbelievable.
Well, actually, I shouldn't even say that. Some of our bench players, I should say some of our starters were complete garbage and didn't even help us or do anything.
So Booker took over and Paul closed it out. Okay, so credit to the Suns. Before we just say it's all injuries, they fucking took it to the mouth. First quarter, the game was already over. Like you said, live bet the Suns.
Credit where's credit due. I did text you about like the minute AD came out of the game, I said live bet the Suns. Just take it now.
Going back to AD. So what'd you think on that? A little of me was like, I think he did it for pride. Who cleared him? Because it didn't make sense. The Suns realized that he was hurt. They would attack him right away.
So, oh, you saw it right away.
Was he doing it because Barkley said street clothes? Was he trying to make like, hey, you know what? Screw all that. I'm going to try and play through this. He shouldn't have played, right?
It's hard. I knew he was going to play. We all knew he was going to start. We knew he had to start. In an elimination and
credit
game,
him. Credit.
He was going to start. And I don't know who cleared him. I don't know how much of that was on the doctor, how much of that was on him. You knew he was going to play. And I'm sure he wanted to play. But clearly he was not ready to play. Clearly he should not have been out there.
And clearly the Suns saw that. Booker was attacking and he was like.
Instantly.
Instantly. And it was like.
The first 90 seconds of the game.
You're like. And then when he had the ball on offense, he's standing at the top of the key just like looking to pass. I was like, oh boy.
He couldn't move.
I was like, he's obviously not. He's not good. Credit for him to at least trying, but. Okay,
so we're going to do, but you know what? And like I said, I told you after game five, I said, it's over. It's done. It's done. I said he was going to play. I said, it's done, though. They were just so dejected after game five. Their body language, they were done. You knew they were done. So I don't really matter. I don't think it really mattered if he played. I think he tried to, like, you know, rah-rah the boys by coming out there, and he did everything he could to come out there, and he only lasted, what, 4 minutes, but we knew it was done. It was over.
And with our team, I know the role players played great last year in the bubble. They're fine. But with our team, if AD and LeBron are healthy, we got no chance. You see the guys we throw out there, dude. We can't rely on those guys, right?
That's the funny thing. I was listening to The Herd the day after that. That loss, the elimination game. And he was even saying, he's like, you know what? Like, it's a different LeBron now. You think about like 3 or 4 years ago or even 5 years ago. Everybody wanted to like the chance to play with LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't see guys jumping up at that opportunity right now. I don't see guys being like, oh, I want to go play with LeBron. There's too many young, fresh, like ballers in the league.
Which is okay.
I think other people want to play with.
Which I know you kept waiting for that LeBron like moment. Okay. It's like, okay, we got LeBron still on our side. Is he going to do his takeover? But it's just, he's not the same LeBron. He's still amazing. Obviously it's LeBron. Yeah. He's still amazing, but he needs AD there. He needs AD and
he has to have AD, but like let's say you're like a free agent role player right now, where are you choosing to go? Are you going to choose to go to LA with LeBron and AD, or would you try to see if you can get into Dallas with Luka, or look at Booker, the Suns, look at Trae Young? Like, I just feel like there's too many other names of these young, fresh, up and coming kids that like I think are going to like attract more in the free agency market than LeBron is at this point in his career. I'll give you that.
But if those two are healthy, if I'm Kuzma, if I'm Schroeder, I'm a little worried this offseason because like they didn't perform. So it's obviously we're gonna have AD and LeBron.
If those two are healthy,
I think the role players, it's gonna shake up. I think it's gonna shake up the role players.
Oh yeah, yeah. We were talking. I mean, I pulled it up. Who's we got some guys? I mean, Schroeder's up. We'll see what happens with him. He rejected that $84 million. That was like, not a smart move, buddy. Not a smart move. Matthews is up. I'm looking right here. Caruso's up. Dudley's up.
It's gonna be
Morris is up.
It's gonna be Drummond's a whole different up. Team. It's going to come down to LeBron's going to be like, dude, give me this and this. Give me these guys.
But that's the thing. I'm interested. LeBron's going to say, I want this guy. I want this guy. I want this guy. Are those guys going to be like, yeah, I'll come. Yeah, I'll go. You know, I don't think LeBron has the pull anymore to get these guys to be like, I want to go there. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting offseason. I think we still It'll got those two.
I still think the panic button is not for Lakers. I still think we have a ring with us in the next 1 or 2 years, right? Don't you?
I think it all depends on AD's health, man. When he gets hurt, the timing of when he gets hurt is going to depend on the team.
And going into that,
if he gets hurt in postseason.
Yep. And are we shocked at this point if he gets hurt? No, because he always does. Street clothes Davis, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's glass. He's glass.
Credit to Chris Paul. I felt good for, I don't know. But they started talking shit. I was like, sons, you guys haven't done, well, whatever. I mean,
I know. That's very true. But you know what, though? Hey, they just beat us, and they beat us handily. So, I mean,
we would have beat them with AD in the lineup, too? Or you think they played that well? Or do you think AD played, it would have been over?
I still think we would have needed a little bit of help from our other role players, because remember game five, dude? Come on, Schroeder had 0 points. Somebody else had 0 points in that game.
Yeah.
KCP had zero points in that game five. We still would have needed some other help. It's hard to say, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda in sports is the most difficult thing to do. But
exactly,
AD healthy would have helped a big time, but you're still gonna need, you know what's funny? Okay, for example, take the game seven, Clippers, Dallas.
Yeah, let's go right into that. Let's go to the other team.
Look, the starters we call them for
frauds.
Clippers.
We call them frauds up 2 weeks ago. Good for
again.
Them. Again, we gotta say we're wrong. I called them frauds a couple weeks ago.
All right.
They came through, but you're also playing against a one-man team. These other guys, dude, Porzingis, that's your number two. You gotta get Luka.
Exactly. And you look at that game, though. Look at that game seven, and you look at the Clippers. They had 27 or 28 points off the bench. How much did Dallas have off the bench? I think it was like 5 or 6.
Same as us. I hit a three. You hit
there
a three.
You go, right there.
Yeah. So it's like, and then you got
you need Clippers. Role players to step up. These role players have to step up. They didn't step up for the Lakers
up for us in the bubble. They didn't step up this year. So I think if I'm those role players on Lakers, I think I'm a little worried. Like, you know what? I think they might be on a different team next year. We'll see.
Job security
is huge. So credits, going back to the Clippers, there are a bunch of fans that are going to come out of nowhere, right?
Oh, of course. You're going to see Clipper flags tomorrow driving along.
Clipper Nation, baby.
Clipper Daryl's coming out of the woodwork.
What do you think of all that? You know what I noticed in the playoffs is that Luka and Dame, they need help. Right?
Big time. They big time need help, and that's why. This is exactly – you're feeding right back into my point. You're a free agent. Are you going to go play with LeBron and AD, or are you going to kind of see where all this young superstar talent is going? Dallas needs help. I think Dallas might be able to land a better free agent
Lakers. Cuban will find a way.
Exactly. He's got deep pockets.
You think Dame will be on another team next year? He's kind of hitting at it, right?
But I would like to see that group stay together because I think they could be a really big force to reckon with. But
I like that too. I like loyalty. I like loyalty just because Kobe stayed. But he there was a point where he wanted to leave. So I don't blame Dame. But
money talks. You know, money talks. We'll see where
what else is going on the playoffs, dude. Get paid. How about Trae Young, dude? Now he's on to Philly. Now he's on to Philly.
Yep. Philly had Embiid. Embiid was playing in that game. Is he healthy? That's the big question. How healthy is Embiid?
I don't get to watch much of it. How do you look? How do you look? Fine.
I thought he looked fine. I didn't see much, but I know, like, I mean, he's got like a little tear in his knee. I mean, that's nothing to joke around about. But he looked like he wasn't having any issue with him that first half of the game.
So instead of hanging on the Knicks, I think we're gonna start taking the Hawks for real. They're actually a good team. Knicks maybe were good. They just ran into a hot team, right? Hawks are good.
Okay, Shaq said if Embiid is not fully healthy, he's taking the Hawks in five.
I saw that.
Hawks in five if Embiid's not fully healthy. And they were up by like 20. They were up by like 20 or 25 in that game.
In Philly.
And Philly battled back, though. Philly battled back and made it very, very close. They
did. Dude, we shoot better free throws than Simmons.
That's a joke. That's bad.
To me, it's impossible to me I don't get it either. I think he's an amazing talent, but it's like, dude, I don't know what to say about that. It's just like, you're getting hacked. You're not even in the center. You're crazy, bro.
I, I think it's going to be a great series. I think it's going to be a really good series. I do worry that I think Embiid's going to try to take on too much, and maybe he's going to tweak that knee some more. I don't know. But here if I'm the Hawks, if I'm a Hawk fan, I'm loving this. If I'm a Hawk fan,
Are there any Hawk fans?
Probably not.
Imagine the NBA comes out, the Eastern Conference Finals. We got Hawks against Bucks. We got Jazz against
We got
Denver.
Live playing here.
How's the Mexico? How is the
Mexico looking? Just scored the second goal, 78th minute, 2-1 Mexico. They just scored.
Oh my gosh. Is this a big game? You're the soccer guy. Is this a big game?
I mean, it's big for the United States. It's as big as it's gonna get for the United States, Mexico, in my opinion. I mean,
all right. So going back to how long is Harden out for? A game?
He's out game two already. So he's sitting out game two. They won with them. I mean,
does it change anything? You got three stars, so now they have two stars. What's the difference? Yeah. Actually, Blake Griffin is playing like he's back in like Clipper days. So they got.
I still think the Nets take it. I still think the Nets take it.
They're gonna take it all. I still think
you're gonna need the Nets players to just go ice cold. You're gonna need all of them to not score. You're gonna need all of them to go ice cold at the same exact time. I don't see it happening right now.
And going back to my point, so say we get through the Suns. Then what? We still have to get through the, and then by the time we meet the Nets, dude, we're even gonna, it wasn't our year. It wasn't Lakers' year, right?
Fine. You know what? You can't win every year. You know?
Wait, how many betters we got? 16?
Yeah.
We're golden. Take them all. We're golden.
Or is it 17? I lost. You know what? It's too many for me to keep track. I lost track.
We're golden. Lakers always bounce back. We'll be back next year. So we got that. So Nets won game one.
Clippers 17. We're just 17. Last year was 17.
There you go. 17. Let's go, bro. So playoffs, it's going to get interesting, right? Things are really going to get interesting. Hawks are up 1-0. Who's Jazz playing?
Jazz now gets the Clippers.
Okay.
Jazz gets the Clippers after that game 7 win.
Who takes that?
I don't know. I think that's going to be a good series, to be honest. I think that's going to be a very good series. I think actually all these second round series are going to be very, very good, very, very tough matches.
It'll be
now.
Good.
Now I feel like now the playoffs start. We talked about last week how round one
kind of boring,
like kind of a snooze fest. Yep, I think now it starts. Now we're going to get some really good matchups that I think we all been waiting for.
They finally begun. I still think, like you said, I think we agree on that. I still think that's. The West, I think, is wide open.
Right? Wow.
What happened? 2-2?
USA has scored in the 82nd minute. It is now tie game 2-2.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What's the live bet?
It's still got to be Mexico. I mean, Mexico was the favorite coming into it. And the Mexican fans 2 minutes ago were just throwing beers everywhere, and they are quiet now.
They just tied it up.
They are sitting down. They do not look happy, the Mexican fans.
Do we have a World Cup? Are we going to be good this year, World Cup?
We still got to qualify. But, I mean, we got a lot of young talent. We got more players and playing in Europe than any other USA team in history. So, I mean, the future is promising if all these guys can gel and mix and just not get – you know, mixed up in the social media crap and all this stuff. Because these guys are all under, I think the average age on the team right now is like 23 years old.
So there's some promise. There's some promise. Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. So NBA playoffs. Do you want to do a little quick hit on the Dodgers? We'll lose 2-3.
Yeah, we can do a quick hit. I mean, Dodgers.
It's still June.
Yeah, it's still too early. Not a ton to talk about.
You know
about.
What I keep forgetting?
They lost again today.
You know what I keep forgetting, which is stupid because he's our best player. I keep forgetting that Seager is hurt. He's not even in our lineup, and right?
Dude, yep.
we don't even have our best player.
We don't, but you know what? Lux has stepped up. I think Lux has come through. Yep. He's been hitting. He's stepped up. He's no Seager defensively. Definitely not Seager defensively, but. Hey, you know what? After all this, like I said, we're still only 3 games back.
And we're not even playing back to Roberts. He's like, dude, we're so inconsistent. He's like, the pitching's fine. I think the pitching is fine. But the offense, one night we score. Oh, yeah, since Friday they scored the 8-run inning. And then 14. then they From then, they only scored 7 runs in 22 innings. So the offense kind of inconsistent right now, which it'll be fine. We, you know how you get the offense back? You play the Pirates and the Rangers. Our offense will be coming up.
Exactly. And that's why there's some inconsistency, but again, it's still so early. I'm not hitting the panic button. I'll give you probably one of the most important stats.
I'll give you the
most important stat. Run differential. I'm looking at it right here, right now. What Dodgers are the second best team in the entire Major League Baseball at run differential. They're still plus 83. They're plus 83. The only team better than them is the White Sox at plus 85. When you have that big of a run differential, it's going to come around. You know, you're probably losing games you shouldn't lose right now, but you're still
we lost those one run games. I agree, bro. Yeah. We just got to touch on it. Bauer, he said the highlight of the night, he struck out Acuña with one eye closed. Amazing. I love Bauer.
Acuña is probably the front runner for the MVP right now. So to be able to do that and talk shit about it, I'll take it.
Who else? A little quick. Chris Taylor still hitting big. Dude, our best player in a big spot. Who do you want up at the plate? Chris Taylor, right? Always.
I think right
or
now,
Turner
yeah.
or
I,
Turner.
Turner, because he's been there before. Turner can handle the pressure. I think. Yeah. I mean, I'll never take. You know, Turner in the spot like that, I'll never take him. I think he's the clutch guy, but Taylor just is so consistent right now. I mean, Muncy too.
Mookie started to hit, bro. We're good.
He's coming around. Been a little slow starting the season, but I mean, hey, he's got to come around. He's here for how many more years?
I hate
those big contracts in baseball. Bryce Harper, you're an idiot for taking that contract.
Hey, Poole,
he's like 10 years. I know.
The Trout thing, I like Trout. I'm a Trout guy. But, dude, the fact that if he stays in Angels, I was like, oh, so you don't care about winning. You just want to you just like your life in LA, which is fine. Hey, credit to him. Maybe I'll do the same.
But it's going to take a lot for them to win.
So what does he care about? And at the end of the day, no one's going to remember Mike Trout. We'll remember because we like baseball, but like,
yeah, he's got to get a title,
but not on him. I know it's a, but I'm saying, would, if you were him, would you have went to the Yankees and tried something else?
I think so. I think so. Yeah. I mean, at least his contract isn't as bad as Harper's with no trade clause.
Yeah.
So he could still get out of it. It's just,
I don't know. It's just going to be sad to see one of the best baseball players, and he gets how many postseasons? I don't know. We don't have to worry about it.
I agree 100%. I 100% agree. Yeah. And that's why it's like, I think
we're not Angel guys, so I don't really care. I'm happy for Angel fans. You got to see Mike Trout for however long. But
and that's the thing. Look at that team. That team has a couple superstars on it. Like Ohtani is the legit. Ohtani is the real deal. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, he's a two-way player.
And we
he's
talked about him last pod. But they're always missing something, pitching.
Yep. That's what happens when you splash too much cash at a couple superstars. You don't have anything else to spend. You know, baseball is such a team sport. You need all these positions. You need a bullpen to get you through to postseason. You need, you know, big hitting corners.
Well, going back to that, they paid Pujols. That contract was horrible. Now we have him. I love that we have him. He's actually doing all right.
I love that we have him, but we're only paying him like $475,000.
He passed Bonds on the all-time base list. You saw that?
Yeah.
But Bonds didn't cheat, right? So he was good. No steroids. Bonds? No.
I don't remember. I can't think right now. Bonds? Nah. His head definitely didn't get like fucking size 7 to a size 9.5.
Okay.
I think New Era actually had to make a new cap just to fit Bonds' head. So.
Okay. So he wasn't a cheater. So it's good.
He's getting in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, shit, man. So, Padres, how far back are we from Padres?
I think it's like literally 2 games, 3 games, I think. Let me see. Yeah, Padres are 2 back out of first. We're 3 back out of first. We're 1 behind the Padres.
All right. Just quick hits on. Yeah. We're not worried.
Again, we expected this. We knew it was going to be tight like this. It's going to be this tight the whole entire way, probably. So we expected
it's all good.
This.
Long season. We'll always give our quick hits on Dodgers. Let's move on to some other shit, bro. I should have worn my Falcons hat today because I'm very sad as a Falcons fan.
You're Julio.
Okay. So people are going to overreact to this, right? Second round only for Julio. But I think the Falcons probably know that he's not the. Like, he's my boy. I still think he's the receiver of the decade, but if they're only going to trade a second round, there must be – there's something not right, right? Is he still – he doesn't look the same, right, as the last couple of years. I still think he's amazing. But what do you think?
My take – I'll give you a quick take on this. I actually think the trade is a very, very balanced trade. And when I was actually looking at it, like, because I wrote it down real quick, Falcons get the second round or they get a fourth round in the 2023. Tennessee gets Julio and they get a sixth round in the 2023.
Yeah.
I actually think it's kind of an equal trade only because –
Well, a lot of people are saying they deserve a first round because it is Julio. It is Julio.
Well, if anything, I think it's pretty equal. If anything, I think the Titans probably came out a little bit ahead. I think the Titans did probably get the better end of the deal barely. But I also think that, you know what, Julio, you got to think last year, how many games did he play last year?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Seven, eight?
Yeah.
He's on the wrong side of age 30. I think he's on the decline of his year. And I think Tennessee is thinking win now. Because here's the thing about Tennessee. Can Derrick Henry keep up this pace for how many more years? That's the big question.
I'll give you that. I like their offense, but
so it's win there's, now. There's,
their defense is still trash, bro.
It is. And hopefully they fix that. But because they have a defensive minded coach.
Them getting Julio. Tannehill already played his ass off the last 2 years, almost MVP. So what's going to change? Okay, so more touchdowns, but like their D is still not going to be able to stop when it matters. They're not going to be able to stop Mahomes. They're not going to be able to stop. I don't know. That's all.
Well, we look at 2019. Was it when they had that miraculous run? They took out the Patriots in the postseason. They took somebody else that was a Baltimore, I think. They made it all the way to the conference final where they lost to KC.
They did. But it's just like, I don't think their D makes enough stops. I don't know.
No, you're right. It doesn't. I like I said, I like the trade overall. I think Julio's in the decline of his. I think Julio's in the decline of his career. I think he said he wanted a deep throwing quarterback. There's Tannehill. But keep in mind, Tannehill, he just had his best season ever last year.
That's what I'm saying. You know? So
he didn't do anything in Miami. He didn't do anything his first year really. Tennessee.
So is he gonna play? That's what I'm saying. So he had his best year. Is he going to regress? Is he going to, if he plays his best year again, how far did they get last year? Tennessee lost first round, right? Because their defense sucks. Right.
And the offense is still going to go through Derrick Henry. The offense is still going to go through Derrick Henry all day long.
Yeah.
He has an extra weapon to throw to now. I think he takes away. Okay. Here's a good question for you.
Yeah.
Who's the number one right there? Is it Brown or is it Julio? Who's the number one?
We want to say Julio, but up and coming is Brown, right? It might be like the AD. It's like the GOAT of the last decade, LeBron. But the guy right now is the best player. So they both need each other, right?
Yeah.
LeBron is Julio, the GOAT of the last year. AJ's one of the best up and coming. So
he's got 10 years younger on him.
It's AJ's team, I think, right?
I agree. This is why I think the longevity of Derrick Henry, he can't keep that pace up forever. Yeah. Right.
Are you talking about Henry or Julio?
I'm talking about the whole offense.
Henry's team, right?
That's why. He can't keep that pace up forever. You know,
running backs never can. Even though the longevity of running backs.
Is what, 3.5 years? This is the average running back. Yeah. 3.5-4 years in the NFL. So that's why I think you have Brown on one side, you got Julio on the other. Yeah. I think the offense still goes through Henry, no doubt.
Yes.
But I think Brown is the number one receiver. I think Julio's going to be a great deep threat, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure he'll do well.
I think that's the thing. I think this is a great play because I think defenses are going to be distracted by Julio. You can't leave. I mean, Julio's still Julio. You can't just, you know, say never mind. Oh, we're just going to leave him out there. Put our second best cornerback on him. You know what I mean?
I agree, bro. I agree. What's the game?
He's going to distract.
Yeah,
but you're right. They're not going to stop people. I don't think they're going to stop people.
So let's just take the over in every game.
That's bingo. That's a great point. We got fisticuffs in the USA game.
Fists are
flying.
No way. Against the players?
Goalkeepers down. We got a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving. Cards are coming out. Players are going to be sent off, it looks like.
No shit. Dude, are you serious?
Yeah, we got a rumble in Denver.
Wow, bro.
Yeah. Bad blood. They don't like each other. Let's see. What was it? Dirty?
It was dirty or what?
Oh, yeah. He went one of the Mexican players went studs up right into our goalkeeper.
Did he
while our goalkeeper was laying down.
Was it an NBA flop or was it a soccer flop? Which one?
Nah, he got him right in the chest. Straight in the chest.
All right. So go back to that. I think there'll be an overreaction. Oh, Tennessee's back. But until they can stop someone, I don't know.
Okay, like, let's talk about the other end, though. Where does this leave your Falcons? You got Ridley. You got Gage. You got Matty Ice, who's, again, on the decline of his career. Where does this leave the Falcons?
Well, so they're obviously – the offense is rebuilding, but you still got Matty Ice, who's old. So
– they make playoffs next year.
That D is still always bad, bro. The D is
Do they good. Make playoffs? Because you got to – okay, let's look at the division. You got a Saints team now that – who's going to be the quarterback? I mean, do you trust either one of those quarterbacks in New Orleans?
And you got Bucks. You got
Tampa Bay. Okay, Tampa Bay probably will win the division, I think. Yeah. You got a Sam Darnold now as quarterback in Carolina. Could the Falcons get a wild card? Could they finish second in that division and compete?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I don't think so, but it's not because of Julio's gone, but maybe, I don't know, maybe Ridley will step up as – yeah, I don't know.
It's just something to think about, you know. No, you don't have to answer it right now. You know, just a little food for thought, you know.
All right, all right. I'll take
talk the amongst over, yourself.
Take the overs in those games too, because Atlanta doesn't stop anyone either.
Oh yeah, but I like your Tennessee idea, dude. Over in every single Tennessee game, I like it because who else is in that division?
Just blind bet it. The best we'll go is 10-6. Oh no, 17 games now. Shit. Is there 17 or 16 games? Yeah, 17 games.
It's 17, but you're right. We'll just blind bet it because honestly, every time that we put too much thought into it, it's a guaranteed loss. You know, that's why I said Chelsea plus whatever, blind bet it, take it. Suns on the live bet, I don't even know what it was, take it.
Yeah, and I didn't do any of those. That was stupid.
Blind it.
Just blind it. What else we got going on?
Dude.
So much sport. What we got to talk about? Belmont? Hot Rod Charlie, I said the lock of the year, and he fucking lost. He
came close, though. That was close. It was a runaway. Those two horses just ran away.
It was a runaway. Oh, it was a runaway. Oh, yeah, two horse race. But
the two horse runaway. Your Rombauer came in third, who you liked in the Preakness.
I liked Hot Rod. No Baffert cameos. Did like Hot Rod no Baffert. Oh,
I'm done with the Baffert talk now. I mean, you know what? He's Triple Crown's done. Well, they're saying. What was the whole entire thing? His horse, Medina Spirit, can still get DQ'd. Really? I think they're still talking about it. Yeah, the horse can still get DQ'd, but I don't really know where it goes from there. I think nobody cares at this point because it's so
that's what I'm saying.
Already done with.
I would love to know what the ratings were yesterday because obviously I watch. I'm a horse player, grew up with it, whatever. I watch because it's that, but it didn't seem exciting. Who cares about that race, right? If you're just
if there's no Triple Crown winner going for it, nobody cares about it. You know, that's the sad thing about the
Belmont. So I watched it. I was like, oh, good for essential quality, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. So
Belmont's like the redheaded stepsister, stepchild of the family. You know, if
there's no Triple Crown going into that race, no one cares except for the guys betting.
Exactly. So. And plus it's such a long race. Nobody wants to race that. Nobody wants to go there unless you're going for the Triple Crown. It's such a long race.
And another thing I would say, I know it's too much. That's why I said separate it because it's not fair that a horse will wait until the Belmont when that horse just ran the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness.
Yeah.
So their third race in a month or so. And then the horse is just wait, I'll just run the Belmont. And then he beats your horse. It's like, how is that fair? You should race every time, right?
Yeah, you got an argument for it.
But I don't know. It's different horse race. I get it. But that's why they spread it out so they each give a horse time to rest. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what the horses are thinking.
They're probably thinking, Bob, can you – what was that shot you gave me? Bob, I need that shot again so Bob, I can win this race.
That shit worked. Thanks, Bob.
Another dose of that, Bob.
What else we got going on besides did USA win or what, dude?
So we are in the 97th minute of stoppage time. It looks like we're going to go to added extra time, 30 minutes. If nobody scores there, it goes to penalty kick. So,
all right. Keep us updated. What else we got? Oh, we got
I want to talk.
Oh, I thought you said COVID was over, bro. John Rob just got COVID. He just got COVID. I thought it was over.
I want. Do you think it's a false negative? Do you think you really got it?
I think it's
a false negative.
Don't they test them every day, every morning, every day, all the time?
I've lost track. Dude. I don't even know. I've lost track. Does anybody even care anymore? Do they get tested every day anymore?
And the funny things I read on Twitter is like, he already socially dissed himself from the field. He's 6 strokes ahead. Just let him finish the tournament. And I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And
then I felt so shitty for him.
I do. So here, what is your take on that? What's your take on that? Because obviously we're not experts. We're not CDC guys. My take is like, dude, let the fucking guy play without a cat.
Yeah, can't he just be by himself? He doesn't have to be. No, nobody has to be within like 100 yards of the guy. Just let him go by himself. I mean,
and if they're also shots clear. and then we go the other way, whoever he played with, whoever's kept, shouldn't they be out of the tournament too if they're really gonna be serious about it?
Exactly. So does it really matter? And at this point, I mean, I feel like at this point, if you're still getting COVID, and granted, I know people still are, whatever,
I know, trying to downplay it, but if
you're still getting COVID at this point, it's so rare. It's either you've either A, already had it, or B, you've gotten vaccinated. It's like,
yeah,
I don't get it. I don't understand how like it's just, some of this stuff is still happening.
It,
but
it just sucks.
I'm not a doctor.
We're not. We already said that.
We're just giving
our opinions on it. I think it sucks very bad because that's his fucking dude. He's 6-stroke lead. Who knows if we'll ever win a tournament again? You don't know these things.
And
you know
what? He was going for the back to back. He won the Memorial last year. And what's I think okay. So if he's like tied for 30th or something, or not even gonna make the cut, okay, yeah, then I get it. Hey, close up shop, go to the hotel. Just chill. But yeah, when you're in first place, dude, let the guys
by six strokes.
Hey, yeah, by six strokes, exactly.
So congrats to Kentley winning today, UCLA guy. But we'll put a huge asterisk on that.
Did you see though?
I didn't watch the ending. What happened?
If you had a ROM ticket, Vegas is allowing you to cash it.
No shit, because I saw other online sports books did that. Okay, I was gonna say that. I was like, shout out to
you. If you had a ROM ticket, you can cash it.
I was going to say, shout out to the gamblers there. That's a bad beat, but if they paid you, there you go. They paid him for that odds or just like just saying a canceled bet?
No, I think it paid out from my understanding. I think they gave you a win. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Helping out the degenerates. I like it for a change. I think
they said, you know what, Fauci? We're not going to listen to you on this one. We're paying everybody out.
Oh,
I think even more exciting than that. I mean, it's not exciting, but dude, the Koepka and Bryson drama is back.
It never ends.
Never ended. Yeah, it's
and
true.
I'm still gonna say I don't care. 2 weeks from now, if they're not paired up in the first two rounds, golf has got it all wrong, right? In the US, in the US
to,
Open. I know.
We know they're not going to. It's a robbery to golf fans everywhere. They should be paired up.
They won't.
They won't do it. They won't do it because for a couple of reasons. I think one, the gallery is just going to be too big. The gallery is going to follow that pairing. They won't follow anybody else. They're going to follow that.
You got that. Yeah.
And it's going to get ugly. There's going to be a lot of trash talking. The fan. Yeah. I mean, look what Koepka is saying now. Anybody that gets ejected, I'll buy them beer for taunting.
What we need is a final round of them in the US Open. Those two in the final round together, the two leaders.
That would be ideal right there.
That'd be ideal. So what was the thing? He just saying, what was his thing today? He's just promoting Michelob Ultra, right?
Yeah, and then the fans were heckling Bryson. So Bryson, I think he came out to the PGA and was basically like, hey, look, you guys got to do something about this because it could get ugly. Fans are going to start doing stupid stuff. We've already had water bottles thrown in the NBA and popcorn thrown in the NBA. No, he didn't say that. That's my take.
Yeah.
But like, who knows? You know, those golf fans can get rowdy. Actually, you know what I just thought about? You know what would be even better pairing? Put those two together at the Waste Management.
Oh my God.
Put those two together at the Waste Management and just let everybody just get completely annihilated on Michelob Ultras and Trulies and let the fans give it to them then.
We need to. Or we'll do the match. Like, I know the Brady one's coming up, but they got to do something like that too. But I don't know. We're Team Brooks, right?
Oh, I love Koepka. I'm all Koepka.
Yeah, we're Team Brooks.
I'm all Koepka.
Bryson's too, I don't know. He's just, I don't know.
He's I don't know. I'm all Koepka. Koepka keeps it cool. Keeps it light. Keeps it fun. I mean,
he's Koepka relatable.
He's the player's player. He's the fan's player.
I can't relate to the Shambo. I don't drink 8 protein shakes a day. I barely get by with 1.
Dude, have you seen my driver, dude? I don't drive the ball 500 yards.
I don't look at analytics with golf. I just go. Yeah, we just play less. I just go up there and fucking hit it. See what happens.
They call him what's his nickname? The scientist.
Scientist. Yeah,
Bryson. Whatever. They call him the scientist. I think.
That's what I'm saying. He's not relatable. But
do we got any live updates? I'm trying to see some live updates right now on the Jake Paul Mayweather fight.
Oh, anything? Shit, yeah. Let me look.
Has Mayweather just fallen down yet and taken a dive for payday? Has that happened yet?
You could put up $1,300 to win 100. Did you do it?
I stayed away. Everybody I talked to, I had people asking me, like, oh, what are the odds in that fight? I was like, dude,
everyone's saying this is so stupid. I think you won easy. Wait, let me see.
Is it over?
Laughing to the bank and not getting called a crook. Wait.
I'm not finding anything.
LeBron James, man, this looks like Mike Tyson punch out. So Mayweather won.
Did he win?
What I'm reading,
I can't find. I don't know why. This is a setup for his brother, Floyd Mayweather. Jake Paul, just tell me the truth. Nobody's somebody. Give me the winner. Come on, give me a winner, people. I don't care about all this YouTube.
Mayweather's 4-2. Dave Portnoy. Mayweather's 4-2. The second tweet, can't score that round. I fell asleep. Tweet 3, Logan wins. Floyd wins. Legalized burglary was probably right. So I'm not really not sure. I guess it's still going on. But I thought we said we don't even give a shit about this.
Wait,
he won.
Who did?
50-1. Jake Paul, 51. Holy fuck, my brother just beat Floyd Mayweather.
Are you serious?
That's what I'm reading right now. But it doesn't go against his record, right?
No, correct.
So are you surprised by this?
Floyd didn't knock him out now. The two brothers will claim they won it. Oh.
Wait, I don't know. Maybe Jake Paul is just tweeting shit.
Probably. I don't even know.
I don't like Logan Paul, but going the full 8 with undefeated Hall of Fame boxer is absolutely crazy. Props to Logan Paul.
That's why my whole take on this was, I think Mayweather was just going to take a dive. I think he was
whatever.
Take
a dive. Why are we spending our time on this shit? Whatever. I mean, it doesn't go against his record, and it's all boxing is all.
It's dead, dude. I think it's dead. I think boxing is dead, dude. If it's come to this, and you got reality YouTube stars fighting, you know, washed up guys in the ring for a sandwich and a multi-million dollar check. The sport's dead, dude. UFC's king. UFC owns the whole entire fighting.
100%. And you know what I would like to see? What I would watch? Give me Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather. There you go.
Oh, my God. I think that'd be
scary. You would watch that, right?
I probably would. That's the sad thing. I probably would. Yeah. I think Tyson would probably kill him here. Floyd Paul goes the distance.
What happened?
Logan survives all 8 rounds with boxing legend Floyd Mayweather in an exhibition match. So that's what they were saying. If it goes the distance, it was going to go to a vote, and I don't even know who's voting. That's the stupid thing.
I don't care enough about boxing to even care about. I mean, that's all.
I don't even understand who. It's an exhibition, so nobody, you know, it's an exhibition. We all fucking lost. You know who the biggest loser in that is?
Biggest loser is the ones who paid for it. There you go.
Anybody who paid for the pay-per-view, you're the loser.
They're the loser. What happened? What's happening in the NHL?
Ooh, Vegas, dude, Vegas. That I told you, man, that Vegas, Colorado series.
It's 2-1 now, right? They're playing right now.
They're playing right now. What's the score? I'll give you a live update. They're playing right now. That's the series, man. And you know, Vegas won. We're tied 2-2.
No,
Vegas came back with a vengeance and won 5.
Let's go. I love that.
Dude,
oh, yeah.
Game three in Vegas. Colorado was up 2-1
okay.
with 5 minutes left to go in the third period.
So you figure
Vegas scored 2 goals in 45 seconds. The place was dead silent to just rocking.
This 100%
fully packed.
Oh my god. That's
T-Mobile Arena on the strip in Vegas. 2 goals, 45 seconds to take And now they come back and they tie the series 2-2.
That's
with
awesome.
A 5-1 win. I told you that series is going seven. That series is going
seven. I think the Islanders Bruins is going. I'm still sticking to Avalanche Bruins, but I think that's going 7-2.
Tampa Bay looks really scary too, man.
I know. They could probably repeat for sure.
Tampa Bay looks really scary. They're up 3-1. They could end it Monday night. Tampa Bay could end it Monday. Tuesday.
We'll see. We'll see.
Bruins Islanders is going to be there. I'm surprised the Jets, dude. The Jets just kind of
Montreal. What a story. We didn't even bring up Maple Leafs. That's got to be the worst franchise in any sport, right? Not worst franchise, but like the worst like beats. Like if you're a Maple Leaf fan, I feel for you because that.
Well, they're Toronto.
Toronto. That's what I'm saying. They blew it. If you're a Toronto,
they blew it.
And they always blow it. Yeah. I feel bad for Toronto, but yeah.
Because the Canadians won today 5-1. They're up 3-0 in that series.
They've won six in a row. Hot goalie. Dude, I think Canadians they are. Carey Price.
And that's what I didn't realize. You know what? I also forgot too is the winner of these series right now, they're going to reseed them. So the bracket's done after this.
They're still in Canada, right?
Yeah, and Canada just passed today that they're going to allow travel across the border for the hockey season.
What were they for the hockey for? Playoffs? What were they waiting for? Fauci?
I don't know. Their stadiums are still empty, dude. Their Fauci is probably worse than our Fauci. Their stadiums are completely empty.
Shit, bro.
It's so weird. You watch a Vegas game and it's just like packed T-Mobile Arena, and then you watch this Canadians versus Jets game and it's like not a soul there. It's kind of weird.
It kind of sucks for the Canadian teams, right?
Well, yeah, because now think about it. When whoever wins that series is going to have to go play in America against somebody, and the place is going to be full. I wonder, like, they're going to go back. I don't know. They're going to have to do something. It's going to be very weird if they have to go on the road, packed stadium, and then they come back home, and it's just not a single fan there. It's going to be, I don't know. I don't think it's fair, to be honest.
It's going to be weird. French Open update. Federer, he won. You're just reading it, right? He won. He had to withdraw because he's still –
Yeah, I saw that. He said,
"What do you say?" But he won, though, right?
His body was off. Yeah,
but he won.
He won, and he said he just wasn't feeling it. He said he felt his body was off or something.
I mean, whatever. It's his. But it's like, damn, you.
Is it worth it to go up against Nadal? I mean, is anybody going to beat Nadal?
Well, on clay, no. I agree. And then who? Serena lost today, right?
Serena's out.
Coco's out.
Coco, no. I think Coco advanced, didn't she?
I'm not sure.
I could be wrong. I to be honest, I've been watching so many other sports other than the French Open. I'm
kind of all over the place here. As long as the doll's going to win, and then hopefully.
Don't get me started on that women's college softball, man.
Tell me about it. You've been watching bro. Jay Madison, that play was amazing. I saw the highlights, bro.
The pitcher diving to save the game.
Are they still alive?
They're still alive. They lost to Oklahoma today, but don't forget, Oklahoma has to beat them twice. So they actually play Oklahoma again tomorrow, Monday. They play Oklahoma again Monday. Winner of that goes to the finals. And also Florida State and Alabama. Florida State had a huge win against Alabama.
Four teams left?
They got to play again. It's down to the final four. Monday, one game each series. Winners of both advance. It's going to be...
UCLA's out.
Epic. Yeah, UCLA got bounced, man. They got perfect game. Alabama, this girl from Alabama, on her 21st birthday, throws a perfect game against UCLA, the number two team in the nation, on Friday night. They had to play Oklahoma on Saturday. They get out with a big lead, big 3-1 homer from their star pitcher who's going to the Olympics for our USA team.
Not Brady's niece. Nah,
Brady's niece didn't do much, man. She's been quiet. She had one big home run in the World Series, nothing else really.
Not all Brady's can always win all the rings, right?
Yeah. Well, he's been tweeting the whole entire time, Tim. He's just tweeting nonstop, like, oh, she's the best athlete in the family, really, trying to prop her up. I get it. He's got to do that as an uncle, you know?
Yeah.
But she's going to be good, though. She was the number two recruit coming out of high school in the country. So she's going to be solid. She chose UCLA because of the history. And she, you know, UCLA obviously has a tradition of women's softball being amazing.
Yeah.
She's only a freshman, so she's going to be solid.
So we're jumping on James Madison?
At this point, I hope James Madison beats Oklahoma tomorrow on Monday. Oclahoma's number one team in the country.
Can he bet on that shit?
Can you bet on it? Fuck yeah. Can you bet on that, man?
Oh, give me the James.
If you can bet on Jake Paul versus Floyd Mayweather, you better be able to bet on a fucking real game.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, well, I'll find a line. Oklahoma's gonna be favored. Oklahoma is huge favorites. They were favorites to win it all.
It's always taking. So. Hey, Man City was favored.
Chelsea very true.
It, so,
very true. But yeah, I'm sure you could bet on it somewhere. I'm looking right now. I can't pull up the odds, but
that was a lot. Hey, that was a great recap, bro. That was a lot.
It was a big weekend.
Are we missing anything? Are we missing anything?
I don't think so, man. I mean, you know what? We are missing one thing. I did for lunch yesterday. I went over to Over Under over here on San Fernando.
How'd it go, bro? Did you do that?
You know how bad it pained me not to order the bottom samosa. I was with Natalie and we're sitting there and I'm like,
was it available? It was available, right?
Yeah. It was available for like another 2 hours. And I was like, oh God. I want to do it. Should I not? I chickened out. You weren't there, so it's not the same. I have to do it with you.
There you go.
You know, you weren't there. And actually, you know what? They put a time limit on it now. You can only do it for 120 minutes. So if you only do it for 2 hours, they put a time limit on it. And I'm pretty sure they probably put that time limit because of us.
I think, yeah, they saw it. Well, yeah, they saw we took it down.
Which doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, you know, all we need is 30 minutes. All we need is 30 minutes with that, and we're good.
Exactly. All right, shout out to our shirts first. First, Dresden's back open. COVID's over, right?
So my COVID's over, bar, except for John Rahm. John Rahm's the only guy that still has COVID.
Hit Dresden for a surf and turf. Good cocktails. Let's go. It's back open.
Shout out to Mark.
Shout out to Mark always. We're on our way right now, actually. What's your shirt, bro?
Roll up. Can we get there before this USA Mexico game ends? If we go there right now, throw on the TVs.
I have a couple of TVs. Give me a old fashioned where I'm back, dude.
Dude, I don't have a gambling problem. I have a competition problem. Shout out to MJ.
That's our shout out to MJ, the GOAT. That's our story of our life, right?
Yeah, we're just really competitive. Just like MJ, except we're not playing, you know, $10,000 poker games and go fish in the back of a jet flying to Utah to play a playoff game.
Exactly. Take Benevento overs, right? Benevento.
I'm sure MJ, actually, probably MJ would have taken Benevento over. Let's put it that way. He probably got the Italian newspaper, turned to the back page and circled that one. You and him had that bet.
We did. And shout out, Space Jam's coming out soon. Nothing will be better than the original, right?
Oh, we didn't even hit on that, dude. We didn't even hit on LeBron saying, "I'm going to play with the Toon Squad." Dude, you just played with the Toon Squad. The rest of your team looked like the Toon Squad just now. And
I'll take the fucking Toon Squad over these fucking Toons that we had.
Dude, yeah, what, Babs Bunny? Dude, she's legit.
I'll take her over Kuzma any day.
Babs Bunny, I was about to say, she'll put up more points than Schroeder did in that game five. Give me Babs Bunny.
Pretty sure Bugs Bunny would never turn down an $80 million contract. He's better than Schroeder.
And Daffy Duck would not have walked off the court with 5 minutes left to go, no matter how much they were down by. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, going on that. So, you know, hockey players going, shake hands. Do you care? Oh, yeah. Do you care if they walk off? It's fine, right? I think Kobe used to do that. Doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm pissed. Hey, because we got a competition problem. We just walk off. I'll talk to him later.
Exactly.
He gave Booker the jersey after anyway. So,
yeah. And he deserved it, dude. Booker.
He's dating Jenner and he's dropping 50 in LA. Must be nice, bro.
He's winning right now. But you know what? Nobody dates a Kardashian or a Jenner forever. So ride it while you can, kid.
Yeah, exactly. All right, brother.
Ride it while you can.
Episode. Hope. Hey, next, we're going to have a guest soon, guys. Right? We're having a guest soon.
We got a guest soon. We got a bunch in the works.
We have a bunch in the works. We just don't know.
Who wants to step up? We thought we were having him tonight. He had to go to the beach. He's at the beach right now. So we'll see.
We're waiting for anyone up here. Yeah.
you know we're talking to you. You know who we're talking to right now. You're at the beach. So you're
at the beach. Why you should be on this pod, bro? Come on.
Does Boston have any beaches? I don't even know.
I didn't know either.
I'm sure they got beaches, but it's, I don't know. It's not summer there yet, right?
No, dude.
Some of the Boston logger on the boardwalk, probably. That's what he's doing right now.
All right, brother. We'll do
it. All right, man.
We'll do it this week.
Let's definitely. Go. We'll see you.
All right. Go Dodgers.
We're out.
All right. Later.